Check this out. Heart cookie. Hey, you friends. Good to see you. Recently, Janelle and I spoke to a group of married couples through a live stream presentation, and we recorded it for you. The topic is three sentences that we can introduce into our marriage that can bring life to our relationship. Part one is recorded for you today. Part two and three are coming very soon on this YouTube channel. We hope you're blessed by this conversation.
How we can insert these magic words into our conversations and make our marriages better.
Well, great. These magic words, when I have to tell you something about these magic words, because when we were asked to do this presentation, I said, Janelle, we've been asked by FFI to speak on three words about marriage, three phrases. And you said,
And right away, I was, I don't know, I think, I'm sure you told me what it was, but in my mind, all I heard was yes, no, maybe. And so for 2 weeks, I'm thinking, yes, no, maybe. And then finally, Ken's like, no, those are not the words.
So Janelle has a whole different talk. If you want to hear it, you check out her platform on yes, no, maybe.
No. Anyhow, we will speak on what you've asked.
Today, we're going to talk about thank you, sorry, and please. And Janelle had a great idea about starting off. So how, you wanted to start off?
Well, let's start off in a joyful way, because I know we always feel better. It's uplifting when we say words of gratitude to one another. So do you want to start? Or I'll start. I'll start by saying what I'm thankful for Ken, and I wrote them down here. One thing that I'm really thankful for is I'm thankful that you make the bed every single morning. That really makes me happy, because I walk into a clean room and that I just enjoy that. I'm also thankful that you're a great conversationalist. Today we hosted a Valentine's party with I think 25 kids and some moms, and Ken decided to hang out with the moms, and he just spent the whole time chatting, and I was just so thankful that he was there. Thirdly, you take personal interest in each child. So thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So three things I'm grateful for you. You're just so orderly. And the order that you create in our home also brings peace. And so I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
The other thing, your consistent joy. Mm. One of the things that, you know, our emotions are up and down, but you consistently choose joy. And I know sometimes it's hard, but you choose it, and I'm very grateful. And the third thing, our chats.
Oh, okay.
But at the end of the day, the kids go to bed and Janelle just sits down on the couch, or if we're in bed at the same time, we have this chat, and you just freely share with me.
Yeah, and he listens freely.
The whole day comes out, and I love that. I love hearing what's going on, and I love sharing too.
Thank you. Anyhow, so it doesn't, when we're sharing words of gratitude, it can be much simpler than that. It can just be like, hey, thank you so much for, you know, helping me with the groceries or whatever, you know. But that was a little more lengthy.
So,
anyhow,
three phrases that, why are they important to them?
Oh, yes, because these words are really crucial. And the reason why they are crucial is because they are virtuous. And we need to grow in virtue, because virtue is how we become holy. And how, when we become holy, that's how we get to heaven. And that is the goal. And the goal of our marriage is to get one another to heaven. So if we aren't practicing words of sorry, please, and thank you, then we are not going to be growing in virtue.
So they are virtuous acts in terms of gratitude. I mean, that's a specific virtue, but to be able to say sorry, thank you, and please, each one requires virtue. And each one of those is also related to the cardinal virtues, which is justice, temperance, fortitude, and prudence. And so in some way, to be able to express one of these phrases, it also is drawing upon the strength of those cardinal virtues. And I wanted to mention at the beginning, what's a cardinal virtue? The cardinal virtues have every human virtue underneath one of those four. So every virtue that you can think of, not talking about the theological virtues, but the human virtues, every one is underneath one of those four. And the cardinal virtues, the word cardinal comes from a Latin word, I believe it's cardo. But anyways, that word means hinge. So that means every good action that we do swings on one of those four virtues. And these expressions that we have in our marriage, thank you, sorry, and please, requires an exercise in some way of each one of those virtues. Now, we're not going to specifically explain how, but I thought it'd be good to to be aware of that. And I want to draw your attention to, how do you feel about being around a virtuous person? What's your thoughts?
Oh, I love it. I love being around a virtuous person. It makes me want to be more virtuous. It really challenges me, especially if they're being more virtuous in areas where I'm really weak. You know, I just think, like, if I see Ken, like, really trying hard at eating well, I'm like, oh, he's got such good discipline. He's got such strong temperance. I want that too. And it helps me. And so I feel like it's beautiful when you surround yourself with virtuous people. You can't help but want to be virtuous.
And one thing that came to my mind is that when you're around virtuous people or a virtuous person, you feel safe. And I have to say, I feel safe in our marriage. And I'm very grateful for that. You know, I'm not worried by coming to you and sharing things. And that's what virtue does in relationships. It creates a safe space. And so we want to develop these virtues in our life. And I was speaking at a conference in the Philippines before COVID hit. It was a big conference. The main stage had 10 to 12,000 people at it. And I had after the keynote, I had a breakout session. So the breakout sessions were also very large too, like 2 to 5,000. So I think I had about 3,000 people in this one session. And I'm trying to explain why virtue just seems so beautiful and what it does to a relationship. And I thought of the example of a ballerina. And when a ballerina who's taken ballet, they just move so effortlessly. And so I thought about talking about this, but I thought, wait a minute, there's like 3,000 people in front of me. There must be a ballerina in the crowd. So I asked, I said, is anyone here who's taken ballet for a number of years? And right away, a young lady put up her hand. She was in the front right, many years of experience. So I asked her to come on stage and to show everyone a move. A typical move that ballerinas do. I don't know. But she just did a beautiful, graceful move across the stage. And then I said, can you teach me now? So in front of all these thousands of people, she's taking my arms and she's moving and she's giving me instructions. And then I tried to execute the dance move that she showed me. And I have to say, it was a little awkward. And I think that is an important lesson for us, because when you see virtue exercised, it seems like a ballerina floating across the stage. It's effortless. It's beautiful. It's delightful. Mm-hmm. And that can be, that's a life of virtue. It's beautiful. It's delightful. And when you acquire the virtue, it's also ease, a life of ease. To acquire it, though, takes battle. And you had an interesting insight.
Well, because you were asking, would you want to dance with the ballerina? And I said, if I wasn't as good as the ballerina, I definitely would not want to dance with the ballerina. Because basically the point is, if you're not at the same level of virtue, it's awkward. The dance would be very awkward. And so it's important, like, we can admire this, but we need to work on our virtue in order to make the dance come together.
Yeah, so like much more gracefully. I probably would step on the ballerina's toes. And in the life of virtue, I'm married to a ballerina.
Okay, but let's just say the ballerina would not mind if you stepped on her toes.
But in marriage, you will realize, and we realize, there's different strengths between us. And so there sometimes is a bumping, a stepping on the toes. But that's normal when you're trying to grow in virtue. That's normal. And it leads to, what is the goal of virtue? And this is really important. This is from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Virtue causes us to be like God. And that's the goal of virtue. I should also point out, what is virtue? It's a firm disposition towards the good. So two kind of key things that we have to remember. So these are habits that we acquire, firm disposition that moves us towards the good, and that the goal is to become like God. So these words, thank you, sorry, and please, why are they important? Well, you know what? There was these temporal blessings in marriage, and that's good. But the greater good is that it causes us to be like God.